Well, howdy, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. And we're reading through the book of 1 Corinthians. Today, we'll be reading through chapter 7. Now, if you recall back in the context of chapter 6, Paul was addressing specific sin in the church. And in that chapter, he was addressing brothers taking other brothers to secular courts in lawsuits. And he was telling them that must not be so. That has to stop. And he was telling them why and explaining why to them. Notice in verse 5, he says, "I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers." That was terrible, he thought and said. And they must never do that. Now he goes on even to say in verse 8, "No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren." In other words, you're acting like unrighteous people in this. And then he goes on to warn them, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" And he says, "Don't be deceived," right? And here he gives them a long list: fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, etc. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. But he says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And so he's saying to these beloved saints whom he loves, he was saying, "Don't act like the unrighteous. Don't sin against your brethren, but indeed remember where you came from and who brought you and bought you with his own precious blood, bringing you from death to new life in him, washing you, sanctifying you, justifying you. And now knowing that, live according to that. Glorify God in your body and spirit." He then ends the chapter with, "Because indeed we know who we belong to. We belong to Jesus. The Spirit is dwelling within us. The Spirit is at work in us. We are his temple. Indeed, then, we need to flee sin. We need to flee sexual immorality. We need to deal rightly with temptation. We need to deal rightly with different matters that come up between brothers and sisters and us in the church." And so he warned them of all these things. He instructed them and showed them the path that they need to follow and gave them the reasons and wonderful, good reasons as to why they need to follow that. And notice how he says that in verse 20. "For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So he goes on then in chapter 7 to respond specifically to some questions requesting counsel from him that the Corinthian saints had asked. And this in particular is in regards to marriage. And so we're going to see that he's addressing the married, the unmarried, as well as the widows. So let's dive into the very Word of God and take the great blessings that he gives us in the truth that he teaches us. "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But I say this as a concession, not as a commandment. For I wish that all men were even as I myself, but each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. A wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? But as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all the churches. Was anyone called while circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Was anyone called while uncircumcised? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters. Let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called. Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can be made free, rather use it. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. I suppose, therefore, that this is good because of the present distress, that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But even if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short, so that from now on even those who have wives should be as though they had none. Those who weep, as though they did not weep. Those who rejoice, as though they did not rejoice. Those who buy, as though they did not possess. And those who use this world as not misusing it. For the form of this world is passing away. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks he is behaving improperly toward his virgin, if she is past the flower of youth, and thus it must be, let him do what he wishes. He does not sin, let them marry. Nevertheless, he who stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity but has power over his own will, and is so determined in his heart that he will keep his virgin, does well. So then he who gives her in marriage does well, but he who does not give her in marriage does better. A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she remains as she is, according to my judgment, and I think I also have the Spirit of God. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word from chapter 7. Such wonderful and detailed instruction from the Apostle Paul to the married, to the unmarried and widows regarding their various situations and stations in life, even we saw to slaves. And so may God bless you as you continue to meditate even on this very word today. Join me next time as we continue in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. God bless you. I'll see you then. Take care.